Listening Library presents Ugly. This is Robert Hoag. Chapter 1. The Art of Being Ugly. Imagine you're in art class. The teacher drops a lump of wet, sticky clay on the bench in front of you. "You've got 30 minutes to sculpt a newborn baby's face," she says. Everyone in the class waits, wondering if there are more instructions to come. Go! You grab the lump of clay and try to figure out where to start. First, better get the size right. You start tearing big chunks of clay off until the size looks okay, and then you tackle the overall shape. There's a big bulge on one side that you need to press hard with the palm of your hand to fix. When that looks about right, you shape the face itself and smooth the forehead. Next, you craft a chin and push the clay with your thumb to add a little dimple. As you start to sculpt details, soft cheeks, a lovely small nose, perfect ears, eyes that are closed because you decide this newborn baby is asleep, you realize your sculpture is coming together just right. "Time's almost up," your teacher says. Your hands are racing across the clay. You've got just enough time to finish a few special touches, like eyebrows and a wisp of hair on top of the baby's head. There's grit under your fingernails and your hands are sticky from the clay, but it doesn't matter. You look down and see a beautiful day-old baby in front of you. This is going to be an A-plus assignment. Then, out of the corner of your eye, you see someone running toward you. It's that one kid in class who really hates you. Yep, that one. Turns out he's so jealous of how good a job you've done that he rushes toward your sculpture.